نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وعن أبي هريرة عبد الرحمن بن الصخر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا ينظر إلى أجسامكم ولا إلى صوركم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم رواه مسلم. The narrator of this hadith is Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This name Abu Huraira, we find, is not the actual name of Abu Huraira. His actual name was Abdurrahman bin Sakhr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Arabic word, in the Arabic language, the word Hirratun means cat. And Huraira would refer to, in other words, a kitten, a small cat. It's mentioned about him that one day Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him and he had something underneath his sleeves. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him that, what is that underneath your sleeve? So he revealed that it was a kitten, a cat. He had an unusual love for cats or kittens. And Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lovingly, affectionately at that occasion referred to him as Ya Aba Huraira, that, oh, the father of the cats. So we find that that title stuck and he became more famously known by that name which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to him at. He accepted Islam in the year of the conquest of Khaybar, and he took part in that particular expedition. So we find that he accepted Islam quite late, because the conquest of Khaybar took place about 4 years before the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But from that point onwards, he remained constantly in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he was the recipient of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to memory. This is why we find that from all the Sahaba-e-Kiram, he was able to retain the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, memorize whatever Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And he is accredited with being the narrator of the most number of ahadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from all the Sahaba-e-Kiram. 5,374 ahadith and narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He passed away at the age of 78 in Medina Munawwara in the 57th year of Hijrah. He narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your bodies, nor does he look at your physical appearance, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your heart. From this hadith, we see the importance of making effort on our heart. Looking at the heart, generally, there are two meanings ulama-i-kiram give to this. One is, what is the sincerity of the heart? In other words, whenever we do an action, ulama explain what is ikhlas, what is sincerity. They say, wajh amal. That is, what is motivating you to do the action? What is the motivation in the heart? And this we have to be concerned about, that the motivation has to be only the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second meaning of this, that Allah looks at the heart, in other words, what is the level of the purity and the piety of the heart? What is the level of the conviction, the belief that is in that heart? This meaning is corroborated by the verse of the Quran wherein Allah ta'ala says, وَمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ عِنْدَنَا زُلْفَى إِلَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Allah Ta'ala says, it is not your wealth or your children that is going to gain you the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is your iman, your belief, and your amal saliha, that is your good deeds. We live in a society wherein more and more emphasis is placed on the outer appearance in everything. This hadith states that Allah Ta'ala does not look at the outer appearance. Allah Ta'ala looks at what is inside. So we are encouraged to correct the objective that is in the heart. And we are encouraged to purify our heart, bring positive qualities in this heart, negative qualities, rid and cleanse the heart of this. Somewhere in the Quran, Allah says, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, that we have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a pure heart. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, they concentrated their efforts on the hearts of insan. In fact, we have to make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, cleanse my heart, purify my heart. Because if this conviction of this heart is correct, then automatically the action and the deed that a person will do will also be correct. And in there is another subtle meaning that is found in this hadith. Generally we look at a person and if we see outwardly this person appears to be pious, then we feel that this is a very pious person and we start praising him, etc. And sometimes we see a person who outwardly appears to be a sinner, and then you'll hear it mentioned, hey, so-and-so was a big sinner, big gunegar, he passed away on a Friday, or he passed away in Salah, and people are surprised about this. We don't know what is in the heart of a person, we don't know what is inside. There's an English expression, don't judge a book by the cover. Allah Ta'ala knows what is inside. The person who outwardly appeared to be pious, there might have been some court, some male, some deficiency with regards to his intention. In his heart, there may not have been that purity that the outward appeared to be. Allah Ta'ala knows what is inside. On the other hand, don't judge a person who appears to be gunegar, to be a sinner, because there may be some purity in his heart which we don't know about, on the basis of which Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. Allah give us tawfiq.